And welcome to Cursed Objects, a podcast all about cultural history, politics, and tat. A little bit like a cursed show and tell, where every week we bring in an object that shows us how we've gone wrong in society. I'm, as you know, historian Dr. Kasia T, and I am ecstatic to be here. Sorry, the bad puns have started already. And as ever, I'm joined by
Dan Hancock's journalist and author. No, I'm just gutted because I was going to call it an extravaganza. I'm Dan. Hi, you may be familiar with me as Kasia's co-host. I'm excited, and we're not doing any more egg puns.
That's the end. Can't do any more. So yes, the theme of today's episode is eggs. It is almost Easter. Happy almost Easter, or maybe it's after Easter, depending on when this goes out. I hope you've had a stunning Lent, all of you who celebrate in denying yourself nice things.
Have you had a good Lent? That's a great question to ask somebody. How's your Lent going?
Yeah. Do you know what? When we were growing up, there was always this recurring joke in the family that was oh, for Lent, I'm going to give up smoking. And me at 10 years old.
Oh, I
obviously
see.
Obviously not a smoker. And that's basically as funny as Catholics can be.
I think Catholics have a lot of the good jokes. I mean, so do Jews, I ought to say. Happy Passover, everybody, too.
Because Easter's super early this year as well, I think.
I know. The blossom is just about emerging on the trees as we record.
So what a perfect time to do some hashtag seasonal content. You may know us from such podcasts as Haunted Christmas Past.
Yeah.
Now we can start up a new one.
All the solstices get their own episode, basically. We need to do a summer solstice one. We've done Halloween, haven't we, as well?
Yes, no, that's true.
We do end up coming back to religious festivals quite often, and yet the Whitsun episode still hasn't happened, has it? The one that everybody's asking for. Everyone in our DMs, look, Cursed Objects, love your work, but I would subscribe to your Patreon, but I'm not convinced that you're paying due respect to Whitsun or Shrovetide.
Yeah, no, Shrovetide is often slept on.
Real heads know about Shrovetide.
Yeah, I think that there's a whole thing that we should do about Kwanzaa and stuff like that. But anyway, future planning. Yeah. So it is Easter, or coming up to Easter, like I said, depending on where we're at in the calendar. As you know, we're quite calendrically confused here at Cursed Objects. It's part of the MO. But I personally love Easter. It's one of my favourite times of year, because it's a bit like Christmas, but less pressure.
Catholic Christmas, isn't
it's
it?
It's Catholic Christmas, yeah. He, the big capital H, he died and rose again. But also it's just nice because it's spring, you know. There's daffodils, my mum's favourite flower.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just a big fan.
I like this. So we're recording in the early phase of spring, where I cycled home from my friend's house last night in torrential rain and sort of wind, and it's cold, and it's, you know, it's still getting dark quite early, but then there's these beautiful daffodils being assaulted by the weather. by the awful British early spring weather.
And poor bastards.
They're like these beacons in this what is still otherwise an extremely gloomy kind of country with, you know, I say gloomy, everything's very green and very lush at this time of year, which is wonderful.
I love them. I love as well, because I can't I can't really afford flowers, you know. Flowers are really fucking expensive.
Yeah. I don't buy flowers either, which I really, it's a lovely thing.
But they're so nice, right? But I love the way that you can just go into like any supermarket and you can get a bunch of daffodils for a quid.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And you can just buy six of them and they're just around the house. And you're like, oh, is this doing mental health?
Yeah.
Have I completed mental health? Why am I suddenly really happy?
10 out of 10 for mental health.
All right, so back onto the theme of the episode, which is eggs. I think one of the kind of inspirations behind this episode was wet egg discourse.
Even the phrase gives me like just the creeps. Wet egg.
Yeah, I think a lot of people who aren't online will have no idea what the combination of the words wet, egg and discourse are doing in this world. So the cursed object that I've actually picked, it's an offshoot that reminded me of wet egg discourse. So I was in my local Morrison's on the Holloway Road. Big fan of that Morrison's. Okay. I've actually made quite a lot of long-standing friendships with people about that Morrison's.
I was going to say in that Morrison's. It's a social
strange.
Hub.
It's so strange. It's like it's just very the Holloway Road. There's just a lot going on. Anyway, I went there... When did I go there? Sometime last year. And I took a photo of something that was in there. You know, they're like snack to go, kind of like where you might find the meal deals.
Yeah.
And it was a plastic container, like a plastic pot.
Okay.
That contained six... I'm just showing you a picture here, Dan.
Ooh.
Six hard-boiled eggs. Food to go, boiled eggs. The price was £2.49.
And this is like a clear plastic... It's like a cheap sort of bit of Tupperware almost.
Yeah.
But much flimsier. And the plastic is like opaque.
Yeah.
And the eggs are like squished up against the edge of the plastic in a way that like a face pressed up against the glass.
Yeah. It's quite horrible. Uncomfortable, isn't it?
How much is it as well?
£2.49.
So it's £2.49 for... Six boiled eggs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I just tweeted it just saying, no judgment. And I know wet egg discourse set the curse bar high, but why won't Morrison's leave eggs alone? Because they just seem to just always want to fuck with selling eggs, right? Selling hard-boiled eggs.
Were they the origin of...
They're not the origin.
Okay.
They are... I've picked them as the cursed objects, first, because I actually encountered them.
Yes.
And second, because they reminded me so much of wet egg discourse. So I took this last year.
Even though they are dry eggs.
Even though they're dry eggs. But I just think that Morrison's are just repeat offenders when it comes to crimes against eggs. So
this is not a case the court was expecting to hear today, but sure, okay. Please have at it, barrister.
So I'm now going to tell you about wet egg discourse. So on the 16th of September 2020, a Twitter user named Strumpet, sexy Trumpet, aka at Trumpet Sexy, posted a photo of blue bags, like blue see-through bags, filled with liquid and hard-boiled eggs. And the user tweeted this with the caption, "My local Morrison's is selling actual sacks of wet eggs. This is the most wretched and cursed item I have ever witnessed."
Oh, wow. So, I love that that Strumpet used the phrase cursed item.
Cursed, yeah, I know.
It's sort of, because was this before we launched our podcast? It's sort of like weird kind of seed, kind of, or perhaps egg, you could say.
Yeah,
in history.
Yeah. A kind of Easter egg of our own making, I guess. And it got 114,000 likes.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm sure many of you are familiar with wet egg discourse. And I think there was just a lot of things about this that felt so viscerally wrong. One is that there was a bag of hard-boiled eggs... I think that
loose
eggs.
They're just in the wild. They haven't got a shell.
No, but there's quite a number of them. There was like, I don't know, maybe
too
like,
many.
Maybe like 10 or something of these blue see-through plastic bags with like lots and lots
it
of eggs.
It looks like there's about 20 eggs in there.
It looks like, yeah.
Like it's huge. It's about the size of like a bag for life.
Yeah.
But it's sealed, obviously. And there's liquid, and why is the liquid sort of yellow?
I don't know. Ooh. I don't know what is preserving those eggs. And it is quite worrying.
They're not pickled. It's not like a...
They're
not pickled.
And weirdly, they were selling them for a quid.
Wait.
For £1.
For like 20 eggs?
Yeah.
That's even more suspicious and sinister.
Yeah. Always be wary of a Morrison supermarket bearing
eggs. I don't
eggs.
Think I want my eggs marked down, do you? There's just something that's... Something like the idea, eggs, that. I buy many yellow sticker specials, but I think eggs, I would definitely not.
Yeah.
Is there something about rotten eggs that is deeply, like, troubles
troubling.
Our soul?
Yeah.
Like, I think,
yeah.
you know, there's something... Because the egg as a thing, as yeah. we'll get into, I'm sure, during this episode, is there's something that really tweaks our kind of gut, almost.
Yeah, yeah. Because actually, do you know what? Charlotte, who was on our podcast.
Charlotte Riley,
who's on our podcast talking
History's
about Empire
Charlotte
March.
Riley.
Yeah, yeah. Historian Charlotte Riley. She tweeted something which has now like become a mantra. Not a mantra for my life. That makes it seem like I like say it every day.
But her, affirmation.
Yeah, her advice was, you will know an egg if it has gone off. And
daily affirmation, yeah. you will know an egg if it has gone off. Yeah, okay, cool.
It means it's nice, isn't it, in a way? Because it's could mean like a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a metaphorical egg.
Yeah, yeah.
As most eggs are.
But
I mean, that's sort of the point of the
But
episode,
then in
it?
That week, I actually cracked an egg and it was gone off.
Was like, did it smell?
It was like the yolk was going black.
Oh.
It was so bad.
Do they make a noise as well if they've gone bad? I mean, not. I don't mean like a low hum or like a sea shanty. I mean, do they? If you shake them, do they make a different noise?
I don't know. I didn't shake this one. I do.
That would have been mental.
I do follow the general rule though that if you submerge an egg in water and it sticks to the bottom, it is heavy, then it's fine. But if it floats, then it's not.
Interesting. Yeah. I think I vaguely heard that once. But to be clear, the bag of no, it's not a bag, is it? Let's use the right word. It's a sack of wet eggs. The blue sack of wet eggs that are just loose, free swimming. You know, they're not in a row. They're not organised.
It's the free swimming
chaos.
Nature.
It's anarchic wet eggs.
Yeah.
But the sack of wet eggs, they are neither floating nor sinking, really, because there's just so many of them in there.
They're crammed in.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable to see, actually. Also, can I
it's overcrowding in the egg community. Yeah.
There's also a lie. So not only are they a pound, but there's also a lie where it says on it, there's a sticker that says 5 hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, yes. I remember this from the Eater article.
It's a lie, because there's obviously far
you can
more
see,
than 5.
You can see that there's at least 20. It might be 24, because obviously eggs, famously, we count in... what's the word for when you do things by a factor of 12? I don't know.
A baker's dozen? No, that's 13.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, so a baker's dozen is 13 because you were supposed to...
You have a little extra loaf.
It was to account... Yeah, exactly.
Tea.
Yeah, yeah. It was to account for the fact that you might have been shortchanged otherwise if one of the rolls was small.
Yeah.
Or the eggs was bad. Wait, why? Bakers wouldn't be selling eggs, would they?
No.
Yeah, so 12 rolls, presumably. I think it's probably about 24 eggs. And
it's
the fact that it says 5 is further troubling, isn't it?
In that
you're like, what's happened here? It raises all sorts of questions. Have they spawned and sort of self-replicated somehow?
Yeah, like those aliens that we... did in that alien UFO episode.
Yes, alien egg episode. Please go back through the archive because there's some great 90s alien chat in there.
Because also, the answer obviously, right, is COVID, that they had all these eggs and they couldn't sell them at the like salad bar or whatever, so they've got these extra eggs that they're like trying to shift quickly.
Yeah, and you can't have a salad bar because then it's open and people...
Yeah.
I mean, let's just, as an aside... an open salad bar in any context.
Yeah,
and, sorry, New Yorkers, but I know you love your bodegas, but like that's gross.
Yeah,
like that's
I just don't like.
And as American food culture generally, you have a lot of open salad bars.
Yeah,
without sneeze guards, really. And I'm not like a hygiene freak, particularly, but I that makes me uncomfortable.
Also,
in a different way to the sack of wet eggs.
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the things that's really troubling is that obviously thinking about the context, this was during COVID, and like we saw so many supermarket shelves going empty, and like generally the supermarket was quite a disturbing place, I think, during COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But imagine not only it being a disturbing place, but also then you come across this sack of wet eggs. You're like, oh no.
Which wouldn't, and it's worse because it wouldn't normally be there. And you're like, okay,
yeah,
everything's changed. Yeah. Everything's scary at the moment. I'm wearing a mask, keeping
There's
socially
no
distance.
Roll.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
no there are, pasta.
I mean, you're so right. Like, I mean, I wrote a 3,000 word essay about how supermarkets were both cursed, but also, yeah, maybe cursed is the wrong word, but they became like the focus of so much of our attention, our anxieties, our source of like joy and pleasure. And in fact, we talked about that in the supermarket bags for life episode a little bit. But yeah, supermarkets during the pandemic, as you say, become these places that are freighted with like meaning, like both positive and negative. They are, you know, your source of survival and the only place you're actually going to run into anybody, the only place you're allowed to go during the first weeks of the lockdown. So imagine then getting there and discovering in this new world that we have entered unwillingly and unhappily, there is now just a sack of wet eggs. Is this how we live now? Is this our future?
And no morals?
Yeah. Is this it? Have we become animals? Animals, of course, famously love to buy their eggs in wet sacks.
Hi, everyone. It's Kasia here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Cursed Objects. If you want the full episode, please head over to our Patreon. For as little as £4 a month, you can get this full episode. You can get access to our back catalogue of episodes, and we will send you some stickers because we are very, very grateful. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.